We started the show talking about three Arizona kids have brought a gun to school in the past couple weeks.
All over the valley.
Yeah. We got Prescott.
All over the state. Yeah.
Let's see. Where else do we get? Where else do we have it? We had Queen Creek.
Okay.
And now we've got a second grader taking a gun to a Cochise County school. All right. So in the last couple weeks, a seventh grader, a fourth grader, and a second grader are bringing guns to school. What is going on? Let's ask someone much smarter than us, which could be anybody out
there. I was going to say, that's not a high bar.
But he is a school safety expert. Paul Novak joins us. He's the founder and CEO of Gage Precision Consulting. Hey, Paul, how are you today?
Hey, gentlemen. Good afternoon. I'm doing well. Thank you.
Okay, so we got three kids, second grade, fourth grade, seventh grade, bringing a gun to school for one reason or another. And it's happened over the last, just couple weeks. Is this like the Uvalde effect? Do you think that kids saw what happened in Uvalde and they're scared and they're like, you know what? I'm going to bring a gun to school. Why do you think this has happened?
Well, I hadn't thought about that. I'm not sure there's a connection between Uvalde and the recent number of students bringing guns to school, because Uvalde was, school's been in session here in Arizona for, in most cases, 4 weeks. Sometimes some schools started in July, so a little bit longer.
Right.
I can't explain it. It happens typically in series for some reason, but I really don't know what the connection is between this rash of kids bringing guns to school.
Do you think there's a copycat aspect to it? That we've heard about that almost with school shootings. I remember, when one happens, it triggers another kid to maybe go down that path.
That's a possibility, especially with a seventh grader and then a fourth grader. I'm not sure a second grader has that ability to execute a copycat type incident or crime. Possibly with a seventh and fourth grader, that is, something that may have happened.
Is that unusual also, the age? I mean, when you think about a seven-year-old, I admit that even that shocks me, although maybe nothing should anymore.
Yeah, it is unusual. I was with Tempe Elementary School District as the Director of Transportation and Safety for 21 years, and it's so rare that something like that would happen where a student, especially at the elementary grade level, would have a firearm. And the Queen Creek one, of course, there was that indication the day before that something suspicious might be happening. And sure enough, it happened the next day. It wasn't incidental.
Let's go into the fourth grade one. The fourth grader at Queen Creek. Paul Novak is joining us. He's a school safety expert. So you got Queen Creek, fourth grader, brings a gun to school. I guess it was a Wednesday. A kid said that they saw something suspicious. Thursday, they confront the child. He's got a gun. Okay. From what I understand now, they have either put the principal of that school on leave. What did she do wrong? I'm not quite sure. Do you have any explanation?
Well, I normally don't like to speculate in situations like this. However, with the heightened sensitivity and concern among the public, and especially parents of elementary and high school students, I think it makes sense. Here in the Valley, with El Mirage and Queen Creek alone in the last couple of weeks,
right?
The level of anxiety among families and the community is pretty high. So I would suspect there are two possible explanations for this. One would be that it's legacy standard to place a principal on administrative leave pending an investigation whenever there's a deadly weapon involved, whether it's used or not. The more likely is that once the school was notified or given the tip by a family Wednesday afternoon after the student got home, they made attempts, according to reports that I've read, to contact the subject family, the family of the subject student, and those attempts failed. If nothing further was done to prevent that gun from making its way on campus, then that's a grievous error on the part of any administrator in a public or charter school system. You you pull out all the stops. You make a home visit, you contact the police and have them make a home visit. You do whatever you can to keep that gun from making its way to campus.
Paul Novak, school safety expert, joining us right now, the founder and the CEO of Gage Precision Consulting. Mr. Novak, I guess, while I can understand your rationale in saying that a principal would be possibly put on leave during this, I can't tell you, I think I've ever heard of a principal being held accountable to that level for a student bringing a gun to school. Is there any precedent for that?
Not in my 27 okay. years. I've never heard of a principal being put on leave when a gun was intercepted successfully on campus.
Hey, Paul, thanks for the insight. We appreciate it.
All right, gentlemen. Thank you.